Learn Persian with Chai and Conversation, Rumi's Divanisho, Part 4. And welcome to part 4 of the discussion of Rumi's beautiful poem, Divanisho. We've learned half of the poem already. This is quite an accomplishment. Today, we're going over the next 2 lines of the poem. So let's listen to what we've learned so far and our 2 new lines as read by Fadi Shafinuri.
Hilat raha kun ashiqa, divanisho, divanisho, vandar dil atash dara. پروانه شو پروانه شو هم خیش را بیگانه کن هم خانه را ویرانه کن وانگه بیا با عاشقان هم خانه شو هم خانه شو رو سینه را چون سینه ها هفت آب شو از کینه ها وانگه شراب عشق را پیمانه شو پیمانه شو.
Okay, so those last 2 lines are the ones we're going to focus on. Let's listen to them one more time.
رو سینه را چون سینه ها هفت آب شو از کینه ها وانگه شراب عشق را پیمانه شو پیمانه شو.
Now that first line is the first time we've broken with the pattern of having a line of poetry end with a command. Let's go over what commands we've had so far. I'm going to say them, and I want you to repeat them after me. Divanisho. Parvanisho. Hamkhanisho. The second line of this poem ends with a command, so let's learn that before we do anything else. The command is Peymanisho. So this follows the same structure as some of the other commands we've learned. Sho, as we know, means become, and it's addressing second person singular. So you become. And what is peymane? It means a chalice or a container for wine. Peymane. So become a chalice. Peymanisho. Now let's go back to the first line of the poem. Let's listen to it as read by Fadid.
رو سینه را چون سینه ها هفت آب شو از کینه ها.
So first the word رو means on. رو. And سینه is the word for chest. It can also mean heart. Think of the word breast in English. On your breast, on your heart, or chest. All these words are synonyms. So سینه. So رو سینه is on your chest or heart. Rusine. Next is the word chon. Now, in contemporary conversational Persian, you would use this word to mean because. Chon. For example, you'd say, Chera, why? Chonke mikhastam, because I wanted to. Chonke, because. In this case, chon means like. Another way to say this in conversational Persian is mesle. So mesle means like, chon in this poem means like. So rusinera chon sineha. So sineha is just a plural of sine, so one chest versus many chests. Sine, sineha. So he's saying make your chest like the other chests. Rusinera chun sineha. Now let's look at this next phrase as a concept. Haft ob shu. Okay, so this literally means 7 waters wash. Wash 7 times. So haft is the word for 7. Haft. Ob means water. Ob. And finally, shu means wash, and it's in the command form. So you informal command, you wash, shu. So haft ob shu, wash 7 times. So you may know the number 7 is a holy number. It shows up in religion a lot. 7 days, seven sins, seven lots of things. The concept of washing seven times is to purify something, like in a holy way. Haft ob shu. And finally, the word kine ha. Kine means grudge. Kine. And you know, it's a negative word. It's kine, a grudge. So just like sineha is a plural of sine, so chests versus chest, kineha is plural of kine, or grudge. So grudges versus grudge. Kine is grudge. Kineha is grudges. Kineha. So haft ob shu as kineha literally means wash seven times from grudges, but it means purify of grudges. So wash your chest like the chests that are washed seven times from grudges. So rid your heart of all of its grudges. As is the word for from. So haft ob shu as kineha, purify from grudges. Haft ob shu as kineha. And back to the first part of the phrase. Rusinera chonsineha. Again, we see the word ra in there, the direct object marker. So on the chest, like the chest, haf ob shu as kineha, that are washed seven times from grudges. So let's say this all together. Rusinera chonsineha. And then is the phrase, haft ob shu as kineha. So like I said earlier, this is the first line that breaks from the pattern of every other line of this poem, to have a command as the last part of the line. The command in this line comes in the middle when he says, haft ob shu. So instead of kun, do, or sho, become, the command is shu, wash. Shu. So again, let's say this all together one more time. Rusinera chonsineha. Haft ob shu as kineha. Wonderful. Now let's listen to the second part.
Vangah sharab ishq ra peymanesho peymanesho.
So we've covered that last command. Peymanesho, become the chalice. Peymanesho. So we're back to having a command as the last part of the line. Peymanesho. To start the line, we have the word vangah. We had this in the last lesson where we learned vangah bia ba ashiqan, and then come with the lovers. So vangah, again, is a combination of va and angah. Spoken quickly and means then. Vanga. And as we said in the last lesson, in conversation today, we wouldn't say vanga. We would say unwacht, which means the same thing. And then. So it's giving us a timeline here, saying first, wash yourself of grudges, and then, sharab ishq ra. So sharab means wine. Sharab, and ishq is the word for love. Ishq. And this is one of those words that's so hard to say because it has the q sound that isn't in English, q, and it combines it with another consonant, sh, which is also hard. Ishq. So you really just have to practice this word over and over again until you can get it. Ishq, ishq, ishq. And of course, it's an important word in poetry, love. You hear it all the time. Ishq. So, sharab ishq, the wine of love. Sharab ishq. And we have ra in there as the direct object marker, signifying what should we become a chalice for? For the wine of love. Sharab ishq. So, the full line is, Vangah sharab ishq ra peymanesho peymanesho. All right, let's repeat this all together. وانگه شراب عشق را پیمانشو. Okay, wonderful. We're going to listen to Fadid read this line again, and hopefully this time you'll understand the whole thing.
رو سینه را چون سینه ها هفت آب شو از کینه ها وانگه شراب عشق را پیمانشو پیمانشو.
All right, and hopefully you understood all those words. We have only one lesson left to cover all the rest of the words in this poem. Remember to try to memorize this as we're going along. At the end of the next lesson, I'm going to ask you to record yourself saying this poem in a beautiful location and submitting a video of it to me. This poem has so much wonderful repetition, so it's such a pleasure to recite it and to know it by heart too. When you do learn these words and phrases in the poem, when you memorize the poem, the words become a part of you and you'll be able to more easily use them in conversation. So keep that in mind and join me in part 4, the thrilling conclusion of the discussion of Rumi's Divanisho. Thank you for listening, and until next time, Khuda hafiz from Layla.